Hi, Smutty Babies. I just want to give you all a quick warning that we do talk about mature content, and this podcast should be listened to viewers over the age of 18. We also wanted to give you all a little warning that we do give spoiler alerts to our books. Now that that's out of the way, let's get Smutty in here. Welcome back, Smutty Babies. We have missed you guys. It is Tina and Tay here for this week's podcast episode, which is going to be a little bit of a change. It's going to be a game we're going to play. So we called Let's Get Deep. So Tina and I are going to find out some things about each other we probably didn't know, and it's going to be a great time.
It's gonna be very interesting. I'm very excited.
Good. All right, Christina, pull the first card.
Yes, ma'am. Taylor, where's the wildest place you've had sex?
Probably a pool.
Really?
I
Where
don't know.
was the pool?
In my boyfriend's parents' backyard.
That's actually a little wild.
A little wild. And the back, I will say this, entire back of the house, it was just windows. It wasn't walls. You could see the whole backyard. So if they ever came home, we wouldn't have known. And they would have seen. And the other thing was, you couldn't see inside the house. You could just see, like, we wouldn't have known they were there.
Nice. I'm gonna have a really boring answer because I don't think I've really done it anywhere interesting.
I know one.
A high-rise apartment
Yeah, that was
in the city overlooking Houston.
Yeah.
That was probably the wildest. But you know what's crazy is that when I was my freshman year of college, me and my best friend, we made a pact. Because she was in long-term relationships all of high school. She was more active, obviously. I had not done anything yet. And so she was having these wild adventures. And I was like, let's make a pact by 25. Whoever has like the coolest place under their belt, whoever has that, the loser has to buy the other a drink. Like when we turn 25,
Dear Lord,
girl.
you lost.
Yeah,
You definitely lost.
she had a freaking lifeguard stand
What?
at the beach. I was like, that's pretty freaking wild.
That
She
is
was
pretty
like,
wild. Like midday?
yeah, broad daylight. Yeah. I was like, it wasn't during the summer. It was like literally probably fall, winter, maybe.
Huh.
I was like, you're wild.
That is
That
wild.
was wild to me. That was
I don't know if I can do that.
she did that in very early 20s. I was
Dang.
like, fudge, I gotta beat that. I was like, I'm still a virgin.
Fudge, I gotta beat that. I'm still a virgin. I love that. The inner
Anywho,
workings of Christina's young mind.
does that count? I don't know. I think high-rise apartment's cooler, wilder.
I mean, I still, I don't know. That's pretty cool. I don't know
Ugh,
about wild, though,
it was
because
like
was you
docked.
alone with that person?
Huh?
Were you alone with the person on the sailboat?
Yeah.
Okay, then
It
no.
was literally docked with all of that. Like, we weren't even out at sea.
I've definitely had
Romantic.
sex on a boat.
Ah,
I don't count that the wildest.
it's honestly kind of been my dream. But like a boat in Italy, you know what I'm saying? Not a gondola, but like those cool retro boats that they have in Venice. That'd be sick.
Okay.
That'd be cool. All right, sorry.
No,
Taylor.
it's okay. Christina, do you tell your friends details about your sex life?
I tell strangers about my sex life. I tell literally, I am an open book. I do not care. I literally don't care what people know about me.
I know.
I have no filter.
I'm the same way.
I know.
I
That's
think I'm a
why
little bit worse than you, actually.
it's literally why we're such good friends.
Yes, I tell my friends about my sex life too.
Yeah.
As I just told you,
Yeah.
it wasn't sex,
No, literally tell all
but.
details. What's the longest you've gone without having sex?
Oh, like, okay, so when you say that, obviously it's once you've started, right?
Oh, I was definitely 100% gonna be like 20 years.
I knew you were gonna do that. But no, we know when we lost our virginities.
Right.
I was 16. Christina, you were
20.
20. There you go. So that's the longest we've initially gone. Since having sex, I think 10 and a half months, almost a year.
Okay.
Actually, that's a lie. I've gone over a year. I've gone a year and a half since having sex. Yeah, there you go. A year and a half.
I'm honestly, I think I'm the same.
We might be sex freaks, but
No, that was kind of before I was a sex freak.
that was not before I was a sex freak. But let me tell you, I was a freak after I broke that 10 months.
Dang, yeah, I think it was about a year.
Dang, look at us. What's the shortest you've gone? I don't know if I want to answer that question.
Hours?
Like with a different person?
I mean, if we're talking, oh, a
Like
different
from one
person?
person to a different
Oh,
person?
a day.
Same. That sounds really bad though.
Yeah.
Okay, in my opinion, the first one didn't count. It wasn't what I thought it was gonna be.
Right, well, both of mine counted.
It counts,
And
obviously. Moving on. Oh, I like this question. How often do you masturbate?
when I was single, a lot. Now that I'm in a relationship, I don't know, like maybe once or twice a week.
Yeah, about same.
Just depends.
Okay, so when you do it though, is it like just once a day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
It's
really?
literally like just once.
And now sometimes I'm like, two or three times.
Okay, no. It's always just the one go or twice.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, yeah. It's not even every week. It just depends.
I feel that I go through dry spells too. That's okay. We look up from here.
When was the last time you masturbated? That's actually funny that you asked that one, and this one was next.
Yesterday.
I was 2 days ago.
Good job.
Sorry, gamer boy. Actually, he
Sorry.
does not care.
Yeah, so like sometimes it's nice to just get yourself off.
Yeah.
You know, just like, real quick. Like a anxiety pill. Just de-stress.
Yes.
Have you ever had a threesome and are you open to it?
No, and no. If I wasn't in a relationship and they also weren't in a relationship either, I would maybe consider it. But if I'm in a relationship, ain't no way. Like, that's gonna, I already know it would destroy.
Yeah.
I am not mentally capable of withstanding
I
that.
agree.
But the other two people were in a relationship, I don't think I would do it either because I don't think their relationship could handle it either. And I'm not
Really?
gonna do that. So I think that's, what about you?
No, I have never had a threesome. And honestly, I might. I don't know. I see, if I was like in a relationship, then no, I couldn't do that. I have actually thought about that. I don't think I could do it if I was serious with somebody. But me being single, I feel like I wouldn't mind trying it once, but it also sounds terrifying. I disagree with one thing you said. I feel like the only situation I would be comfortable with a threesome is if it's a couple that asks me to come in.
Oh, okay.
But the only reason I'm saying that is because I feel like that's probably kind of the safest dynamic for you to go
I
into.
can see
It'll
that.
probably be more respectful.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, obviously it could go down wrong, but if you don't, I wouldn't go into it with a couple that I was close friends with. It would be something that just kind of came out of something I don't even know how, and I wouldn't even care about not seeing them again.
Yeah.
I would never do a threesome with like with random strangers, and I would never do a threesome with friends. Even if
Yeah.
they weren't a couple, like just three friends, I would
Yeah.
never do that
Yeah, no.
because your whole friendship is like completely different from that
Yeah.
point on.
Dude, you know what's crazy though is I don't know, I'm gonna make a blanket statement, which is probably unfair or a generalization, but it feels like most guys, that's their fantasy.
Fantasy.
It's their fantasy. I'm like,
I also would be interested in doing a threesome in both ways.
yeah, I mean,
Like two
100%.
guys
Oh, dude.
and
Oh,
then like
dude.
two girls.
Yeah, sitting on a throne, two guys.
That would be pretty crazy.
That would be, and I would totally win that competition that was gone 4 years ago. It ended 4 years ago, but still.
Especially in that position, because in that position you'd be in, like, they'd be praising you. Could you imagine just like
Yes.
have your, I feel like your senses would be an
Praising,
override.
worshiping, like I deserve.
Do you like this, Christina?
Do you own any sex toys? Which ones?
I mean, we obviously do.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Which
Oh,
ones?
fine. I have a rabbit, obviously. What else? Freaking, I got like a small little vibrator. Looks like a little finger.
Oh.
But I don't really have much more than that that I know
That's a
of.
good little
I
array.
have a lot of like, I'm more of into outfits.
Yeah, me too. I like lingerie, which I didn't know until recently, but I really do love getting dressed up. Okay, so mine are a Pinot Noir, a Tracy's Dog, and then a also Tracy's Dog Clit Tickler.
I have no idea what any of those things.
Well, Tracy's Dog is just like a brand, and
Oh.
they're really affordable. Her signature one is one that's it has a part goes in, and then the other part attaches to your clit and sucks and
Oh,
vibrates.
snap.
So I have that one, and then I have just the clit tickler, which is a whole freaking function of all kinds of different things, and it's usually too intense for me.
Wow.
So, and then I also have I have butt plugs. I've used them. Pretty
Yeah,
good.
I have to try them again now that I remember them.
Just work up to it. It's a
Okay.
process, okay?
Gotcha.
It's not something you just jump into.
Yeah, no, 100%.
What is your favorite sex position?
Ooh, I actually, it's gonna make me sound really lazy, but I really love being on my belly, like laying down on my belly.
Really? You
Yeah.
can get off like that?
No.
Oh.
I just like it.
Heard.
And to get off, I like being on top. Or I can be on bottom.
But it's better on
Prefer.
top.
Yeah, it
It's
is.
just always better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 'cause
Okay. All right, my favorite position is probably whenever like you're straddling the guy and you're riding him, but he's sitting up. Like
Okay.
he's sitting straight up
Okay.
and your legs are like wrapped around him. Yeah, that's nice.
Would you sell nudes for money?
No.
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
C good for you, Christina.
100%. I've been asked, but I was like, nah.
No, I don't know if I could do that.
I said no, but I would.
But I would.
I would.
Like completely nude or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just don't even care. I'm really confident. Maybe
Okay.
not
Maybe
now.
that's why I
I'm
wouldn't,
going.
'cause I'm not.
Yeah.
I gotta work on that.
I don't know. It just depends. Done like a lot of online dating. I feel like it's kind of where
I
it
mean, I've
starts.
sent pictures.
Yeah, it's kind of where it starts though. Like, and then I got like really comfortable sending pictures. So now I'm like, bro, it's just like that.
One of the
But
best
I'm
things
making
is when you
money.
send it to them, just like, and we're not even talking about anything.
Yeah.
And you just throw them off guard. That
Yeah.
one's good.
That is good. Catching them off guard.
What is something non-sexual that your partner can do to turn you on?
Non-sexual? Read.
Read?
Read.
I've never had a man that reads.
Gamerboy 23 was like totally obsessed with this one series, and he literally was reading them all. Though he doesn't hold actual books, and that would turn me to jelly. But he reads them on his phone. I was like, I need to see you hold an actual book, and I'll lose it. Like, I just love that.
Okay.
I literally follow an Instagram account called Hot Dudes Reading.
Really?
Yeah, and it's just like people take random pictures. They mostly look like they're in New York, but yeah, people just take pictures of hot guys reading, and it's freaking awesome. And we're just reading, like I'm looking at all these book titles that hot guys are reading.
Okay.
I'm just like, so I'm not only looking at hot guys reading, but I'm also looking at books and like what's people are reading, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Reading books is sexy to Christina.
Yes.
Heard. I like that. I need to look at a man reading a book and decipher how I feel about that now.
Some like curly hair, maybe.
With a beard.
Yeah.
Glasses. Okay. Butter. Right
Just
there. Butter. Okay. Now that I'm imagining it, yeah, that's pretty sexy.
freaking glasses
I
in
got chills
general.
going down my spine right now.
Yeah.
Like, all right. With like sweatpants on, a white t-shirt, and white socks. Like, let's go.
I'd like to throw in a flannel.
Ooh, a flannel and a fire.
Yeah.
And a cabin.
Would you
What?
snow outside too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot toddies. Dang, we're making the whole setup out here for
Bro.
the perfect sexy man that's non-sexual. I think for me, it's someone like a man doing handiwork.
Ooh.
If I'm like, oh my gosh, like I would really like this to look like this, or like this thing is broken, I can't fix it, and then they just do it. Oh, that's hot.
Bro, when a man's doing manly stuff, yes.
And if this is
Freaking
a
mowing the
big thing for
lawn.
me, it probably isn't for you, but for me, it is a fucking huge thing. I don't know. I just love it. But I'm tiny. I'm 5'3". So when a man, if I can't reach something and a man just comes up behind you and grabs it for you and hands it to you, like, dear
Bro,
Lord, oh my gosh.
that's so freaking funny because I'm taller. I'm 5'7", and I'm literally like, no, I can get it myself. Like, because I want to reach as far as possible. I wanted to be taller. No, literally, that's so funny because you're so cute and adorable. And guys reach things for you, and I'm over here like, stop! I got it! Let me get
Real, no,
it!
you want to know what I do? I literally like, hey, can I borrow your height for a minute? Can you help me? I
Yeah.
want to get the ladder.
I love talking to someone that I've known for a really long time and just going, hey, you're tall. Can you get this?
That's funny. One of my favorite things is to like walk up to them, especially if you have a crush on them, and just like look up because, and like this is sexual Taylor coming into play.
Okay.
But whenever you do that,
Flirty.
you're flirting,
Yeah.
definitely. But whenever you, like you walk up on them and they're literally a foot taller than you, most men are very tall to me. Okay, let's just put it that way. I'm always looking up. But if you're like really close to them and you look up at them, they definitely have to be imagining you on your knees. Right? And I'm like, does this look good to you? Especially to smile. Like, this could be you. Alone in a room with this face. And you could finish on it. Just kidding. Moving
Oh.
on. Okay, next question.
What common sexual act do you most dislike?
Common sexual act that I most dislike.
I don't like 69.
I used to not, but I actually, it depends on the person. You have the right partner, and 69ing can be great. And I think it also has to do a lot to do with the position. I feel like most people do 69 laying down and you're like the side. But if the man's on his back and you're straddling his face and you're sucking his dick at the same time, that's actually great. I've gotten off on that, and that was one of the best orgasms of my life.
Oh, snap.
Then
Okay.
again, I had clitoris action, finger action in both holes. So
Wow.
it was just a great experience, okay? It was very well done, but yeah. Most common sexual, what was it? Sexual
Thing that you dislike.
that I dislike. Honestly, I think it's probably gross PDA. I feel like a lot of couples like make out in a very disgusting manner in public. And I'm like, there's a way to be sexual with your partner and touch each other and kiss on each other without being disgusting. I don't know. I can't. But yeah, so what's yours?
I already said mine.
That was yours?
69, yeah. So I'm not a
That's
fan.
the worst.
No, it's just one I dislike.
Maybe you should get Gamer Boy 23 to try a different version of 69ing. You might enjoy it. Do you have a sexual fantasy you want to act out in real life? Oh, I know you do.
I have literally a million.
I know. What's your, okay, give me your top
I
three.
literally want to come home and be someone different every time.
Okay.
Like, I w would totally love to do that.
Every time.
Not, okay, well, not every single day, but like, yeah, I would love to just be a diff act like a different person. Have multiple personalities.
Yeah, for
Yes.
real.
Now, I feel like my number one's obviously the massage fantasy. I can either be giving the massage or getting the massage. I don't care. It's
Yeah,
the
that's a good
best.
one.
It's amazing either way. I've done it both ways. So I like both. I've literally actually gotten off giving a massage.
What?
Yeah. Like,
That's interesting.
I literally had an orgasm just giving a massage. Yeah. It
Were
was
you
good.
like
But
grinding against him?
yeah,
Heard.
literally so softly, and it did. It
And did it round you up?
it got me going. It, yeah. So there's that, but I have so many,
Do you want
like,
to give another one?
sure,
I said top three.
themed blowjobs,
In
like.
okay, elaborate.
So there's one where I got like the Chinese dress, with that high collar, and then it has like the two little bows, I don't know, like right on your shoulder blade,
Yeah.
but it's like short sleeve, really pretty, and like they have the most beautiful oriental patterns and stuff. Oh, all right, wear one of those dresses. They make them real short. Then you have some like chopsticks in your hair, and then they like come home and you're wearing your little outfit and you're like, welcome to your massage appointment. Come sit down. And then they're like, oh my gosh. And so then you just kind of go at it, and then you can do whatever you want with those chopsticks.
Heard.
That was one. And then there's also, obviously, you can do like nurse.
Nerds.
Nerd. Oh, nerd. That too. I said nurse,
Oh,
but
sorry.
nerd, that works as well. Sexy librarian. I
Yes.
literally get called that at least once a week. So when I wear my glasses, but I freaking loved it, and now I build it up.
Yeah.
Now I just egg that on.
I love, that's probably one of my fantasies is sexy librarian or the
Teacher.
office boss teacher. Yes.
Ooh. Oh my gosh,
Everybody
yes, our
tells me they're
boss.
like, Taylor, you look like the kindergarten teacher that I've always wanted to fuck. And I'm
Oh
like,
snap.
thanks.
That's great. Thanks.
Thanks.
You're funny.
We're trying to be sexy, okay? And
Oh
not
wait, you didn't
childlike.
take. All right, now it's yours. What about yours? What were your top three?
Oh, well, one of them was definitely the librarian secretary. I'm a big dom sub girl, so I like being tied down. I like shibari, something like that situation, bondage, flogging. That's probably my ideal fantasy, honestly. And then, I don't know, every once in a while, I like being treated like I'm just like the best princess in the world.
Only every once in a while.
Yeah, all the
Yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Really? Am I that bad?
No, you are a princess and you deserve to be treated like that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm definitely a princess. I know what I want. And if I don't get what I want, I'm a brat. So I'm aware of it.
You're a princess, but I'm a queen. No offense. No offense. It's okay to be a
Wow.
princess.
Yeah, I'm
There's
not a
nothing wrong with
queen.
that.
I'm not a queen.
I'm definitely just a queen because I'm bossy.
You are bossy.
I like being bossy.
You know what's weird about me is I like being bossy, but I don't like, and I like being controlling, but I don't like control. I need a man that, like, I don't know.
No, I get it. So like you're bossy and in control all day, but then you want to come home and you want your mind off of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to think anymore, and so you want someone that can do that for you.
Yeah. And it's
And I see.
crazy because every man says this. They're like, girls don't know how to make a decision on something, which I'm definitely that person. If you ask me, what do you want to eat? I have no clue. And it pisses me off because I can't think. I just want you to pick. And if I tell you I don't want it, then pick something else.
Oh my gosh. I'm like executive decision.
Yeah.
But I literally, no, we're not gonna sit here and decide. I'm just gonna do it. Like, I'm just gonna make the decision. Like,
Really?
yeah.
I can't.
No, if you're gonna sit here and be like, I don't know. Okay, well, then we're going here. I'm just not gonna sit here and wait. But we're gonna get what I like if you can't decide, so.
All right, yes, ma'am. If you could invite one celebrity to have a threesome with us,
Oh, snap.
who would you choose? So apparently me, you, and a
Okay.
celebrity. I
Oh.
actually like that.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Male or female?
I'm
Let's
gonna
do
go male.
both.
Okay, all right, fine. Okay, go first.
Mark Wahlberg is
No
my male
way.
of choice. What?
Wait. At what age? Now or when he's like maybe 30s, 40s?
How old is he right now? He doesn't look
Probably,
old.
I don't know, 50s.
Okay, well, he doesn't look old.
Okay.
But I would
So
fuck him now.
now? Okay.
I have a
I'll
thing
take
for.
it. I'll take
Yeah, I kind of have a thing for older men, though. Not like grandpa old, but like definitely older.
I got you.
Mark Wahlberg, if you want me to go younger, then fine. I'll do like Matt Rife. But I have a feeling he'd make way too many jokes.
I don't mind jokes, but I just have a feeling he'd be terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's all mouth.
He is.
No action.
That's what I'm saying. Mark Wahlberg.
Mark.
Education, skill.
bro.
Dedication.
Wisdom.
I'm telling you, I feel like we'd have a great time.
Oh my gosh, I'm having such a hard time.
Jason Momoa.
No, I have the biggest freaking crush on Hero Phineas Tibbin. Like, oh my gosh.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Bruh, he's literally our type.
He's our type.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's his name? Let me look him up real quick.
He's literally the epitome of my type.
What's his name?
Hero?
Hero?
Hero, yeah. Who's in Harry
Oh,
Potter?
Tiffin.
He's in the After series.
Oh my God, that's Harden.
Yeah.
That's Harden from freaking
Yeah.
After series, 100%. 100%.
Bro, if he was just tatted in real life,
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I would totally be down. Okay, scratch mark. No. Okay, we're not gonna scratch mark, but
No, I would rather you scratch Matt Rife.
yeah, scratch Matt. Now female, Jennifer Aniston. But I feel like she wouldn't be very
Girl,
good.
you, okay, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
don't know if she would be like in the bedroom. Anne Hathaway, maybe?
Anne Hathaway is my girl, but I can't have sex with her because she's already on a pedestal for me. So I can't bring her down off that pedestal to be with me. So she needs to stay up there. Anne Hathaway is an angel. She needs to remain that way. My go-to for all time is always Miley Cyrus.
Miley
But
Cyrus.
someone asked me that late, like recently, and I was like, "Oh, Miley Cyrus," and they're like, "Oh, you like it grimy," and I was like, "No,
No.
no, no. Unfortunately, no." But I never saw her as grimy.
Hair and
My
go crazy at
bangers,
the
yeah,
awards.
bangers era was grimy, but I don't think she's grimy now.
No. So Miley Cyrus is who you want to invite to the bedroom.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, heard. We have
Dude,
made our choices.
there's this video of her flirting with Ariana Grande, and I was just like, sheesh.
Really?
Is that she was getting, I was like, holy crap, Miley. Have you ever had sex in a car?
In a car?
Yeah.
Of course, who hasn't? Probably
Yeah.
a lot of people, but.
Yeah. I actually have a good story for the car. I was out on a date with someone I was dating, and like we were heading back to the car, and I just, he was about to open the door for me, and I was like, no, I don't, no. Like, because I was gonna drive, it was my car. And he was like, what? And I was like, get in the back seat. And he was like, what? I was like, I said, get in the back seat. And he was like, why? And I was like, bruh, do I have to freaking spell it out for you? Get in the back seat. And he was like, oh, okay. And so he like got in the back seat, and then his mind was like literally blown. And it was so simple, such a simple thing. Just
To just do that.
do that. And he was like mind blown, which made me feel really good, obviously. But
Yeah.
he was like, I was not expecting that at all. And I was like, yeah, that
Kind
was
of
the
the
point, my guy. Oh my
point.
gosh. Poor guy. Anyways.
That's funny. Yeah, I've had car sex. It wasn't anything like that, but it was more like we were in high school and we still lived with our parents. But he made it so cute. It was wintertime, and he went out there and warmed the car up, put a blanket down, moved the seats forward, and put like pillows in there. I made it all
Oh.
cozy, and I was like, it was the best sex, too. It was really good. So, do you actually do
No.
your dressed up blowjobs?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, heard. That's not a bad
They're
idea.
a hit, ladies. They're a hit.
I bet they are. Dang, that sounds fun. Okay. Was there ever a time you felt pressured to try something sexual that you weren't comfortable with? Oh, we're getting deep.
100%. My first boyfriend every 2 seconds asked to put it in my behind. And I was like, bruh, you just like took my virginity and now you're wanting to go in my other hole. I was like, can I get used to my first hole? Like, oh my gosh, like let's explore the first hole before we start freaking exploring. Which is funny because of the Eyes on Me book that we read. And I was like, dude, that was my first boyfriend. That's annoying.
Yeah. I've definitely felt pressured. I feel like I guess my force is like when you're in a relationship and it's just expected of you. You know? And it's
When you kind of just start going through the motions at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's also, I don't know, like, whenever you're just, it's like so often too. Like, I've, being with somebody that has to have it, it has a lot higher of a drive than you do.
Oh,
And it's just hard to keep up with. And then, like, you feel bad because you want to please them. You don't want them to be unpleased and find it somewhere else. So you ending up just do it. And then one day you're realizing that you're just kind of laying there because you don't want to do it, but you're doing it for them.
yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Dang, this life.
Yeah.
What women do for you men, let me tell you.
Yeah, we lay there.
Yeah, we lay there. You don't even know, okay? You don't even know what we put ourselves through.
Honestly, most of the time, if I'm not in the mood to like get going, by the time we are going, I'm usually back in, like I'll be in the mood by
Yeah.
the time we are going.
So, like, if you're like messing around with me and like I'm not in the mood in the beginning, but you get me there, I can understand that. But
Oh
it's like
yeah.
if it's
Oh,
obvious
and
that
you're
like I'm
okay, and
getting
you're just
annoyed, yeah, I'm not wanting, or like if we were cuddling and you started touching me and now my body's turned away from you
Oh yeah.
and I'm not cuddling as closely as I was before, and I've even said like no, I'm not in the mood, and you're still doing it just because you're gonna see if you can get there. Becomes to a point where it's an annoyance to me, and I'd rather just get it over with.
I have
I've
done
only
it, but I
had
had to be like
before.
that once. I was just like, bro, if you can't freaking take no for an answer, you can just freaking leave.
I think one of my most annoyed things is, and I guess this is kind of a pressure for sex, but it's also not being pressured. Like I don't have a problem putting a per this person, the particular, in their place. But it's like when you message at like the middle of the night. Or, I mean, it's obviously a booty call, and I'm okay with that. But it's like when you're messaging somebody in the middle of the night and you're expecting to come over, it's like, first of all, I'm not gonna say yes because I'm not gonna appear easy. First of all. Second of all, how many girls did you ask before you asked me? I don't know. And I'm not gonna look like that. Again, easy. Third of all, how the fuck can you message somebody at like 11 o'clock at night expecting to come over? Like, I haven't shaved. I haven't taken the trash out. My apartment is a little bit fumbled up, but there's dishes in my sink. No, you cannot come over. And they're like, just please. They're like, no, just come on. No, that pisses me off.
Dang.
Sorry.
Heck yeah. Have you ever given or received roadhead
Yes.
to both?
I've never received. I don't even know how a woman could receive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless somebody else is driving.
Actually, I've witnessed it. I've witnessed it.
What? How were they even? What were they? How was it? What was the positioning?
So, girl was driving.
Mm
Man was literally going down on her.
But how?
Like, he literally was in the seat next to her, the passenger seat, and he was very obviously buried deep. And she was all like, literally, their windows were down. We were in stand bumper to bumper
Okay,
traffic.
that makes more sense. If you're in
Windows,
traffic,
oh
then.
yeah. We were literally in bumper to bumper traffic, and she's over here moaning, and I was like, our windows were down. We were like, that girl, I was like, that girl's getting hit, bro. And they were like, what? And we all turned to look, and we're like, ah. And so we all rolled up our windows. Okay, I have given, not received.
Yeah, same.
I did it through state lines too. We were literally driving on a road trip, and I did it in two states, baby. For two states. I like saying that because it sounds like I did it for a really long time. But really, like, we just kind of like reached the border. Like, I started right before.
That's
Oh,
funny. I wouldn't have even known if I did that. I didn't pay attention. But
I
I've
wasn't.
definitely given roadhead on a road trip.
He was, oh, we're in New Mexico. Just kidding. He didn't say it like that, but that would have been great.
Hilarious.
Would have been perfect.
I bet for a man that just really, they're like, all right, I'm good now for the next 2 hours. We don't have to switch. You don't have to drive. I'm gonna take your shift because you just took
Nah, he's
care of
about to
me.
go pass out. Well,
Dude, men really do be doing that.
that's a scientific fact that women's orgasms energize us, and men's orgasms take energy from their bodies. And that's also another fact as to why men live shorter lives than women. Y'all out here coming too much.
Bam,
Because
maybe you should calm
it's
down.
literally shaving years off of your life.
And it's possible to come without ejaculating. Christina, go ahead, give him the educational lesson.
Yeah, it's actually better for you.
So figure it out, guys.
Figure it the fudge out.
Moving on, is there anything you've been wanting to try sexually but have been too scared or nervous to ask?
No.
Neither.
No, I literally say whatever I want.
Yeah, I have no problem with
Do
that. In
okay.
my opinion, I would rather know your sexual preferences before we're even getting into the bedroom. Because if you're not on my territory, then I don't want you in my territory, okay?
Yeah. Freaking, I don't know. I literally am an idea person. Execution is not my thing. Forte, it's just really not. So I can come up with ideas for days, but actually pulling them off is another thing. Another feat.
It is.
Yeah. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex? No.
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 Okay, so I've been filmed being flogged.
But were you like being penetrated?
I had a vibrator in me, if I remember correctly.
I wouldn't count it. Face in it.
No.
Then there you go, Taylor.
That's better now that you say it like that. All right.
Just don't have your face in it. You're good.
They'll never know.
Have you ever had sex in public? Where?
What's public?
Not in your house. I did it at a park once.
I mean, I've definitely had sex in a car in a parking lot. I'm
Let's
trying to
go.
think.
Let's
I
go.
feel
Let's
like,
go a little broader than that.
I know, I feel like I have, but I also feel like I haven't.
Did it at a
I
park?
literally think that the craziest thing I've done is in a car, but like in a park or something.
Sailboat.
Sailboat, I've done that.
Yeah, that's a public place. Ish.
But it's kind of still home. It's the home to the
No.
person you're.
And I'm not gonna do it in a freaking department store. No, I don't do like the I don't like to.
Yeah.
Oh, could we be caught? No, I don't like
I'm not
that.
into that, no.
No. You want me to be focused, or do you want me to not be focused? Because if
Yeah.
I'm not focused, no one's having a good time.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, you want me to be having a panic attack?
It's not even a panic attack. It's just
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I would be okay with that at all.
no one's gonna enjoy it if I'm not if my head's not in the game.
Yeah.
Gotta get you in the game.
What is the most times you've had sex in one day?
Literally seven.
8.
I did
It only
not.
happened
I
once.
did not like that. I
I
did
didn't
not.
either.
That was not enjoyable. Not enjoyable at all.
I have not done that since high school.
Thought I was gonna die.
The closest I've gotten to in recent times is 6, and still I don't like it.
Yeah, that was like literally when I was 20.
I don't
Tried.
even know why people do
Yeah,
that.
it was terrible.
It really is.
I was hurting.
Yeah, for real.
Have you ever watched porn with someone?
Yes, I have.
Yes,
Yeah.
also.
And normally it's do it sometimes because I'm like, this is what I want you to do. Like, look at it, watch it, figure it out, and replicate it. That's why I kind of watch porn with somebody.
I tried it once and I was like, I don't know. I kind of just use it to get us in the mood, and then I was like, and then we just like kind of turned it off.
Especially for cunnilingus. Like, in my opinion, if I'm not enjoying cunnilingus with somebody, and there's very specific mouth movements that I know for a fact I enjoy, and it's a lot easier for me to show it in video. Do you see that? That's what you need to be doing, not this. We're not Riley Reed, okay? We're not Riley Reed. I don't enjoy that. You can go find someone else for that.
I have no idea who that is.
Riley Reed is a porn star, a very well-known porn star, and she's fucking crazy. Literally, men that are interviewed have been said, if you have a scene with Riley Reed, make sure you're completely hydrated, make sure you stretch, make sure you are rested. Because she's gonna take it out of you. If you watch one of her videos, she's fucking crazy. She's one of those girls that's just like, she's just fucking spazzing out on people. Like, likes that rough stuff.
All right. Crazy. All right.
All right, next question. Do you carry. Okay. No, we don't. We do not carry condoms around with us. We're gonna move on from this question.
That's not true. I literally have a condom in my
Oh my
purse.
God. Okay. That was a rewind. Do you carry condoms around with you?
Yes.
No, I don't. Yeah.
Bro, I carry them not only for myself, but for others.
Are you serious?
Dude, we literally carry. Okay, I have this little pouch, Feminine Products. So I just put a couple freaking condoms in there. I'm like, so someone at work one time asked me, they're like, "Do you have a tampon?" And I was like, "Yeah." Pull it out. I was like, "Need any condoms?" They're like, "Christina." I was like, I was just checking. So you never know what you're gonna do after work today. They're all like, "I'm going home to my boyfriend." I was like, "Okay, pretend he's a stranger." I don't know. Spice it up.
That's funny. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anybody ever need any kind of sexual protection?
Christina's got you.
Just, you know, give her a shout.
You ever taken nudes in the bathroom at work? Yes.
Nudes?
Yeah.
Nudes. I'm gonna say this
Okay,
again.
no. Okay,
Nudes?
no. All right, no. I've never like gotten naked.
How far have you gone?
Take off my shirt and my bra, maybe. Or like just
Is it
take off,
because the man asked
or
you to
like
do
take off,
that?
no, and like take off your freaking like pants, panties. Super easy to do, little butt action. Or a foot if they're into that. Feet are easy.
Okay, are you doing this when like you're open or is it before opening? Like
Close.
even
Doesn't
at an
matter.
office job,
Yeah.
like most of those stall like most
Yeah.
restrooms have multiple stalls.
Yeah.
So if you're open and like business hours are working, then people are walking in and out. So are you doing this like in the early hours before everybody's at work or are you doing this
No.
midday?
Midday.
Midday.
Actually, I've never had a job where every job I've ever done that at, it was a singular bathroom. You can lock the door. Yeah, midday working. Let's do a little surprise. Or if they ask for it, whatever.
Oh, okay.
But what, you
Interesting.
like sending little surprises.
I do like sending surprises. I've just never done that.
Yeah, I've done it.
That's crazy.
You're like, okay, you're literally just going to the restroom while I'm at it. While I'm half naked, why not? Your phone's in there with you anyways.
I mean, yeah, if I had a mirror, maybe.
I'm, oh no.
But
Like
like, heard.
little butt action.
Like, why not? Dang, she's frisky. Okay, I like that. All right. Have you ever injured yourself during sex and how?
Yeah, like I've literally hurt my back, or because I was like in doggy, but like I like arched too much. And like got pushed real hard, and it just did something.
Damn.
I've also hurt my neck.
Dang, okay.
You?
I have been torn, so that was not a fun experience. And I've actually been torn multiple times. I can tear even now. If it hits a certain point, it just, yeah. And that is awful. It's not a fun experience. And then I've definitely almost popped my hip out of place
Oh, snap.
riding. And that happens actually now. It happens frequently. If I don't stretch or if I move the wrong way, then my hip will go out or cramp up and I have to stop. I've literally gotten locked on top of somebody.
Wow, you're such an old lady.
Yeah. But if in my defense, I was going to town, so
Nice.
everybody just gave out.
I like it.
Yeah.
Call me frisky.
Yeah. I'm pretty crazy. What can
That's
I
awesome.
say? You just don't know until you do.
Oh. Have you ever had sex in a pool or any other body of water? And that's yes. The river, which is disgusting
Never done that.
now that I think about it. I can't even imagine how much pee was in that water.
At
I'm
least
not.
it's constantly flowing.
That's true, it doesn't matter. Would you get a tattoo that symbolizes your relationship?
No.
No, me either.
Absolutely not.
No.
I don't like that.
Yeah, me either.
It has our sexual relationship gotten better, worse, or stayed the same over time?
I would say it's gotten better
I think so too.
since meeting each other. Our sex lives have gotten really
We're a lot more
pretty good.
open.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do to keep our spark alive in the bedroom? Damn, all of my questions are getting really, really weird over here, guys.
Keep the spark.
What should we do to keep our spark alive?
We'd never stop communicating our super awesome stories.
I agree. I agree. Because they're pretty good. They're pretty fun.
Yeah. Would you ever record yourself masturbating to send to your partner?
Yes, and I have done it.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah, I've done that. Sorry. Do you ever have a hard time getting aroused?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It's just when I'm like not in a mood or something.
Yeah.
Which I can almost always like get in the mood. Like it's not a problem. I don't know. Very rarely I have those days where I'm just like, no.
Yeah. I'm not a big makeup sex person.
I don't
And if I
fight.
am, it's hours later. I'm not that person that has a big fight and then you're fucking 20 minutes later. I don't know how people do that.
I would love to have a fight so I could enjoy both fighting and the makeup sex. Well, I would love to fight and have sex.
Tell me you're toxic without telling me you're toxic.
Okay, as a healthy human being who's never had an argument with
Gamer boy,
boyfriends,
yeah.
with any boyfriend, I've literally never had a yelling
That's
match.
not always a good thing, though.
It's not like, I mean, it's passionate in other ways, but
Yeah.
it's just like I don't argue. Like I'm not gonna raise my voice at you. You better not raise your voice at me. You better not freaking use language with me. I don't care if you cuss, but like don't cuss at me. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? That's different. But yeah, all my boyfriends have respected that in the past and present, and I literally just get along with everyone. So I've literally not had a fight with anyone. I would kind of want one. Not that I want to pick a fight or anything. I wouldn't mind one passionate bout over
That's
something
funny.
stupid. You know what? Next fantasy.
I was to say, the
Create
girl that wants to
a fake
have an
argument.
argument
Oh my
for
gosh,
makeup
let's do a
sex.
fake argument. The sky is literally green. Gamer Boy 23, and you cannot tell me otherwise. Don't you raise your voice at me. Let's just go. Let's just freaking go.
So, do you ever feel anxious or nervous before having sex?
Yeah, I feel like
Hmm.
sometimes I'm afraid that I don't want to.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that.
Now, when I was a less confident human being, I would get nervous every time. I didn't think I'd be good enough, or I didn't think I'd be good at it, or I didn't know what the other person wanted, you know? And coming from someone with like little to no experience, it was like really hard and given no direction by like any person that I had been with at, up until a certain point. Gave nothing, like I didn't watch anything, not like I had no concept. And so, yeah, at some point, I just started figuring out what I wanted, what I liked, and that kind of gave me more confidence. And then I realized that the more I talked about what I liked and what I wanted, everyone was more than happy to tell me what they wanted and what they liked. And I was like, oh, that's great. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, those are things I can do. Or, no, that's not something I want or something I could possibly try.
Yeah.
But it was just, yeah, but I don't have that kind of nervousness anymore of not being able to do good enough, but sometimes I'm just like, I don't know if I want this. And then I get anxious. I'm like, why don't I want it? Why do you? And then I go down that downward spiral of just like, oh my gosh, is this an existential crisis? Just because I'm not in the mood. It
Yeah,
goes
no,
from
I
that.
totally get that.
Goes from just, I might not be in the mood today, all the way down to like, oh my gosh, I need to sell everything I own, move to a tropical island, and get a job as an ice cream scooper. Yeah.
Dang, okay. She that's a freaking spiral if it's anything
Yeah.
before sex too. Thinking about becoming an ice cream scooper before sex. I can't imagine.
And but if you just touch me right, I'm like, oh, okay, no, we're back in. We're focused.
We're rolling.
We're here. Never
Cam
mind. False alarm.
cameras action rolling. Okay.
Yeah.
Red light.
False alarm. We're good. We don't have to sell our things yet.
That's funny. I think that I get nervous when I'm trying new things. That's about the only time. You know, like the first
True.
time, I don't know, you do anything. Dude, the first time I did a butt plug, dude, so nervous.
Yeah.
So nervous. And it did not succeed. I didn't actually succeed at that for at least three or four tries.
Yeah, it's probably because you're not relaxed enough. What is the kinkiest place you want to have sex? That's actually a really good
That's a
question.
really good question. Okay, I don't see this as kinky, but for some reason, I felt like it would be a moment. And that's having sex on like a rooftop in a city. Downtown Houston, New York.
I have a movie for you then. But yeah, that'd be sick. That would be super sick.
Right? I think that'd be cool.
I'm thinking an empty classroom.
Okay.
Put on my
Ooh, if I had
sexy
like a
teacher
lawyer
outfit.
boyfriend in his office.
Yeah. Oh, like an office.
Office for
I want
sure.
the desk.
Yeah.
I just want the desk. That's why I immediately went to like classroom, but like I just want a desk. That'd be sick. It's like the scenes in all the movies where they're like, oh, but they just gotta have him so fast. So they're like getting undressed, they're getting into the office, they shut the door, and then everything is getting pushed off of the desk, and then you get like everything's getting knocked over, and like that quick passion. Yeah, I like that. Have you joined the Mile High Club? Would you?
No and yes. But my would have to be like a first class private jet situation. I ain't doing it in economy. I'm sorry.
Taylor won't put out for economy, but she will for private jet. 100%. Now that you say that, like, I guess I was gonna say no, but now that you mentioned a private jet, yes, I would do that.
Or first class.
I would 100% do it, like on a private jet. Just
Could you imagine the pilot like opening the door and being like, "We'll be landing in 20 minutes, Mr. and Mrs. Gamer Boy 23."
okay.
You're joking on dick.
Thank
That's funny. Totally changes day. Like I saw things I
It's
did
like
not.
he's.
Should I tell my wife about this?
Wish I was also on that joystick.
That's good. Okay. What do you think our best sexual encounter has been? Or describe your favorite or our best sexual memory together.
I
We have
think,
not had sex, so.
no, but my favorite for you is
Oh.
the one where you came literally like six freaking times or something.
You're talking about Cowboy?
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
that was crazy. And
That
that
was
was
crazy.
just with his hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, okay, like, let me tell you
That's
the
what I'm
story,
saying.
guys.
That's what, no, that one's my favorite for you.
That was your favorite for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a crazy experience, guys. It was with only his hands, and I've never had this happen to me, but I was screaming so loud because, like, I was literally just getting back-to-back orgasms that my neighbor banged on my wall. It was like 3 in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
And they banged on my wall, and I was just started laughing because I was like, honestly, like, I'm sorry, I feel bad, but at the same time, you know, you wish you were here in my position, so I'm not. Okay, for you, for me, would probably be, I think it's high rise apartment guy. I just feel like when I think about that situation, like being fucked up against a window in a.
The thing is, though, is that it wasn't even good.
Oh,
Like
really?
the experience as a whole was good. That build up was good.
But the sex was not.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there. It was a funny story though.
There's many story. Okay, I guess my other one is when Gamer Boy 23 listened to our podcast and then made you get on your knees.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a good one.
Actually, that's really good.
If I remember correctly, you texted me right after y'all finished. You
Yeah,
were
no.
like, "You'll never believe what just happened."
100%. Yes.
That was a crazy day.
He just slid out of me. Guess what?
To be doing that though. Whenever I have any, we have crazy sexual experiences, like, you have no idea what happened to me 30 seconds ago.
Don't know why we're like this. I am grateful that you're like that too.
I get excited to tell you
Yeah.
sexual things that have happened to me.
That's great. You know what? This is my favorite moment for the both of us.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you give me ideas.
That's great. You
That's how
give me
you.
ideas.
Really? Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
Bouncing off each other.
I know, it's wonderful.
Where is the weirdest place you've masturbated? I like that one.
I've never masturbated anywhere weird. I like the comfort of my own home.
Interesting, interesting. I feel like I have accidentally had an orgasm somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where. But I know it's happened.
You said you accidentally had one?
Yeah, like I know that sounds weird, but I feel like I was at like a carnival. Like I've ridden a ride and gotten off from it. Yeah, Rodeo Houston. Yeah,
Rodeo Houston.
I'm almost positive. I was young, but.
Oh my gosh.
And I guess technically that's not me trying. Like
Yeah, you weren't
I wasn't
trying.
playing with myself.
Interesting.
Yeah. Other than that, no.
What
Or
was
my
your.
couch. Or the bathtub. If you
Who.
think those places are weird.
Nice.
Okay, guys, that is the end of the episode. We have now gone into boring territory. So we are going to wrap it up, close the doors. Please make sure to like, share,
Don't
and
say it.
comment. We are so excited for next week's video too. We're gonna go back into books. So we'll post the book that we're going to talk about.
Heck yeah.
Dudes.
Yeah, we will. Try to keep up on our social medias as well. So go ahead and follow us on Instagram, smutty.babies.
Please.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty please.
All right. Smutty babies out.